Welcome to Inside Ag. I'm your host, Savannah Peterson. Today, we're going to learn a little bit more about the Market of Farms happening in Caldwell on March 9th, which is in association with the Shop Kansas Farm. I'm sitting down with Jill Keeney, who is the local contact for the Caldwell event, and Rick McNary, who is the director of Shop Kansas Farms. Jill and Rick, welcome to Inside Ag.
Thanks for having us.
So Jill, since you're the local contact, can you kind of set the scene of the Caldwell Market of Farms?
Oh, yes, I'd be happy to. So imagine walking into a spacious marketplace full of friendly smiles and booths, brimming with fresh off the farm deliciousness, ready to serve for dinner. Booths from Kansas and Oklahoma will fill our community center. You'll see a lot of happy chatter and camaraderie that naturally happens in a room full of those who live, breathe, and work with ag. And you'll find beef, chicken, pork, eggs, honey, salsa, you name it. You'll be meeting the farmer that made the item and learning where and how they grew it, and the love and hard work that goes into making the final product. You'll have lots of bags of goodies in your arms and will be approached by a young future farmer of America asking if they can help you carry your items back to the car. You can enjoy lunch or refreshments from the local scouts group. And on your way home, you'll head downtown to a cool vintage Wild West town with a lot of fun small town vibe of shops and mural tours.
Well, it sounds like there's a lot going on at this Market of Farms. Why is an event like this so important to the Caldwell community?
You know, every small town has its uniqueness. I love the saying, if you've seen one small town, you've seen one. To kind of lean into our deep-rooted ties to agriculture and that inherent entrepreneurialism that is required in ag, we have a pretty cool cattle town history, as well as a past nickname of the breadbasket of the world. So the cattle drives of the Chisholm Trail actually birthed Caldwell, and then the cowboys called us the Border Queen, which is why we're using that in our name, due to our location next to Indian Territory. So when Kansas opened for homesteading, we turned that into the rolling prairies of, you know, amber waves of wheat, like a lot of Kansas towns. And five generations later, we're still pretty good at growing stuff here. But really, in spite of being small population of 1,000, Caldwell is a regional hub for many things to serve our surrounding, even smaller towns. And it is important for Caldwell to show that small but mighty is important for livability in Kansas, that we're more relevant for the impact we provide instead of our headcount. So in addition to serving as a hub for healthcare and broadband and food, we want to exponentially grow this piece, this food piece, and utilizing the grow your own entrepreneurial spirit. Hosting this Market of Farms then brings that human element to the new food ecosystem we're building. So I think it's important that people see it in person to really know what the theory is about on creating a local food ecosystem. So the Market of Farms is a big piece of that, because it brings that face-to-face aha moment of, oh, now I get it. Now I see all this food that it's provided probably within 30 miles of where I live. And then to be overwhelmed by how many are making value-added products off the farm. I think it's important to see what normally we can't see, because as you know, things happening on the farms are further away from the city limits, and people just don't really understand what all it takes to make those things.
Absolutely. It's really exciting to see all these local food groups coming to smaller communities. And I think that has a lot to say about the Shop Kansas Farm that has been in service for a while now. Rick, for those that don't know, what is the history of Market to Farms, and how did it come about through Shop Kansas Farms?
Sure. So typically farmers markets draw vendors from a small region around them, a local region, and they also draw consumers from a local region. We decided to call it a Market of Farms because it's different in two different ways. One is that many of the vendors will be local, but some of those might be from 2 or 3 hours away, which is what we've discovered at our other Market of Farms. And also the consumers will be from various parts of the state, and Oklahoma and Missouri and Colorado, sometimes because there's a huge following of our farmers. And so it draws consumers from all over the region. So that's the unique part of the market of farms is that it draws vendors from all over the region as well as consumers from all over the region.
So the Caldwell Market of Farms is in partnership with the Patterson Family Foundation. Can you tell us more about this partnership?
You bet. The Patterson Family Foundation is huge on supporting rural initiatives, and we are working with them to launch in Caldwell the Border Queen Harvest Hub, which connects and builds out a practical local food system that involves production, processing, and distribution.
Jill, the goal of the Market of Farm is to create a local food system. Tell us more about the food system being created in Caldwell and how it's going to impact the community.
Yeah, so Rick mentioned the Border Queen Harvest Hub. We're calling it that because Caldwell is the Border Queen, but it's more than just in Caldwell. It is that whole region. We're not quite sure how big that looks, but I'm picturing it like a donut where you have several counties surrounding. So we're in Sumner County, straight south of Wichita, north of Oklahoma City. So we're right on the border, and having a big reach like that of like, what is local? You know, that's a relative term. But looking at our existing assets in the region, our expert growers are already here. And while we're thinking big in reversing a normalized system of how we buy and sell food, we are also intentionally thinking small to create this well-oiled machine of a convenient, close proximity hub to grow, make, and sell food. And I mean, everybody likes food. We got to eat three times a day. So it's something everybody can, you know, relate to. It's all-inclusive, open to anyone to enter the world of value-added agriculture. It may seem hard or from a distance, but if somebody, you know, wants to jump in and grow something, it's going to show them how and show them the ropes, show them how to, where their product can get processed and how they can distribute it. The local food system will connect both shoppers with the farms and the farms with the shoppers. So like I said, newbies can get the roadmap of how to be a local grower. They can find a place to process their beef or chicken, or, you know, find a commercial kitchen, maybe make some barbecue sauce or whatever their specialty is. But underlying all of that, improving the quality of life is always important. And bringing prosperity back to the rural areas is detrimental. And that's going to take this intentional disruption of the way things work, how we usually shop for food and look for it. You know, we can do that too, but there's going to be this other role of the food playing this big role in this because everyone needs it, eats it, and enjoys it. And then we can leverage that incredible existing agricultural system in the region with a pretty innovative techie digital hub. You know, it's a fresh new approach to make it easier to find your food. It's where we find anything these days, it seems. Hop online. But more importantly, it's creating value on top of an existing ag system. So that maximizes the possibilities. It's connecting our existing ag systems with opportunities to offer value-added products from their farms. And then it's teaching how to shop for local food, or of course, learning how to sell things in this local food hub and then expanding their market base. So back to basics, it is buying and selling, and it's bringing these two functions together in a close range that makes it easier to jump in and participate. And that'll be good for the whole entire region. So it's pretty exciting.
Awesome. Well, this sounds like an exciting opportunity for both farmers, but also consumers in the Caldwell community. Jill, one more time, can you just share the details about this Market of Farms? Where is it? When is it? How can people learn more about it?
Oh, yeah, you bet. So March 9th, this is a Saturday coming up. It's going to be 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's in our big Caldwell community building. It's a big, you know, limestone building on the east side of town. Plenty of room for parking, lots of help getting in and out. So we would encourage everyone to come out and enjoy the day and plan on making some new friends and bringing home bags of fresh produce and meat or whatever you would like for dinner. So I'm excited. Can you tell?
Rick, Jill, thank you both so much for joining me here on Inside Ag. It sounds like you have a very exciting event coming up, which is going to benefit both producers and consumers. More information about this event can be found in the link in the description. Again, I'm your host, Savannah Peterson, here on Inside Ag. If you like this episode, be sure to share it with your friends.